And right now, especially now, because what's happening in Italy, many of the younger people in their young 20s, mid-20s, they're leaving Italy.
Brain drain.
That's exactly what's happened. I mean, you got tens of...
You see it firsthand.
Tens of thousands of people.
I see it and tell the story. It's a sad story in a way.
Yeah.
Because Italy is again betraying its best energies like it did when the other, you know, when the other generations came over.
Sure.
Then they came here, they found a platform to show that they were worth something, and they stayed. These ones are doing the same, but the problem is they got to understand that the old ones prepared the field for them. What they don't understand is that three or four generations of Italian Americans, right, got kicked in the butt.
Big time.
Discrimination, looked down upon.
Absolutely.
You know, contempt. They worked for four generations to show this country that Italians were really worth something.
So where are they going?
Well, they're going to other European countries. They're leaving.
So
they're coming here.
Some are coming here.
Yeah, a lot of them
Italy's,
are coming here.
Italy's most precious resource
is the youth.
The youth and the intelligence that they bring.
It's a mass exodus, too.
They're exiting.
It's a mass
exodus. What I was saying, though, I'd like to finish that point real quick, is that now the four generations of Italian Americans prepare the field here so that the country now is in love with us. You know, you say, I'm from Italy. Everybody goes, cool. Italy, wow.
Yeah.
Now, if they say wow, it's also thanks to the four generations of Italians that prepared.
Exactly.
They do not get it. They're all, you know, educated and everything, but they don't get this. This is a very simple fact. So they should, I think, do a little effort to connect with the old-timers. That's what I'm saying, instead of snubbing them as if they come from some crazy village. That's one point.
I understand perfectly.
And again, it's a little harsh thing to say, but I mean, you go to an event and you sugarcoat everything. Everybody does that.
Yeah.
And actually, what I said hit home to an extent that now Pam is publishing it. Bostoniano.info, that website in Boston is publishing. America Oggi, the Italian language paper that goes national from New York, wanted me to translate it into Italian. They're publishing it this weekend. So.
No kidding.
It did hit home.
You know what's interesting?
What's
because
that?
Stefano is kind of like a tweener. He's in between the generations, so you're like, what you're saying is a perfect perfect bridge because you're in between the two generations that you're talking about. Right?
Yeah, I'm bridge also for what I do for a living. Really, I mean, my job is to observe reality and make sense of it. So, I mean, in my case, I kind of have to look at both sides and see, you know, and be objective about it.